Amen. 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 All right, we have a lot of material to cover and little time to do it, so we're going to move pretty fast. And you'll need to put your thinking cap on and sort of bear with me as we speed through a lot of this. We do trust that if you have any questions and you want to come to me at the end of Pastor Donahue, that would be fine. All right. Sabbath or Sunday, which day is the true day of worship for Christians? Are Christians obligated to keep the Sabbath, the biblical Sabbath? Or is it true, as some Christians maintain, that the Sabbath is no longer necessary for Christians today? Well, let's go back to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, "Thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made." And we want to answer the question of who created the Sabbath. John 1, 1 to 3 says this. "In the beginning was what?
The Word,
and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now we know it's talking about Jesus as the Word. "The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." So who made the Sabbath then? Was it not Jesus?
Yes.
All right, we want to establish that right from the get-go. Mark 2:28, listen to what Jesus said. "Therefore, the Son of Man," speaking of himself, "is Lord also of the Sabbath." The word Lord means master, owner, or creator. So the Sabbath day is not a Jewish Sabbath, it's Jesus' Sabbath. Amen. All right, three things God did to make the Sabbath a special day. He rested on it, he blessed it, he sanctified it to make it very special. Reading your Bible, you understand that he never rested on Sunday. He never blessed Sunday. He never sanctified Sunday. Amen. Rested means that he ceased from activity of work. Blessed means to make happy and joyful. Sanctified means to set apart, to make holy. I spoke to someone today in South Carolina, and the lady said, well, she believes that she keeps every day holy. Well, you can't keep something holy that God has not made holy. Only God can make something holy. You can't keep every day holy, but you should live every day holy. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Why was the Sabbath made? Jesus, speaking again, says to us in Mark 2:27, and he said unto them, "The Sabbath was made for whom?
Man,
and not man for the Sabbath. Know then that the Sabbath was not made for the Jews, because the Jewish nation was not yet born at creation." Amen. It took some 2,500 years later before the Jewish nation came on the scene. But the Sabbath was made for man in the Garden of Eden. Rather, it was made at creation for the first man, Adam. All right, the Sabbath from Adam to Abraham. I've heard Christians say we don't see anywhere that the Sabbath was kept between creation and Abraham. Jesus said the Sabbath was made for man, that is, mankind. And it's therefore universal in scope. It was made for Adam and Eve and was passed down to their son Seth, and on down to Enoch, on down to Methuselah, on down to Noah. And Noah was your daddy too, wasn't he? Noah is the daddy of all men on the planet today, not just the Jews. And on down to Abraham. And God made the Sabbath for all nations, the Chinese, the Africans, the Japanese, the Indians, and the Europeans. Did Abraham keep the Sabbath? Note what God tells Isaac about his father, Abraham. In Genesis 26, 5, God tells Isaac, your father, he says, because that Abraham, your father, obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. But now I ask you to search the Genesis record. You will not find anywhere in Genesis where God gave Abraham any charge, any commandments, any statutes, and laws. But God says he had them. Amen?
Amen.
And along with those commandments, there was the Sabbath. The Sabbath and the giving of the manna. The next time after creation that the Sabbath is mentioned is in Exodus 16, 23. Now, this is when the children of Israel came out of Egypt. What happened here is that they were complaining about food. God began to rain down the manna. You know the story. And God says now, go out every day and get just enough for your household. Don't get any more because it will spoil. It will breed worms. Some folks were hard-headed. They went and got more than they were supposed to get. It bred worms. But on Friday, in fact, when that first Friday came, God said to Moses, you tell the people that this is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow, that is Saturday morning, is the rest of the Holy Sabbath. What Holy Sabbath? Well, the one that I established in creation. Amen. The continuity between creation and when these people first came out of Egypt, God introduces them to his Sabbath, which they had forgotten down in Egypt during those 400 years. Surely Pharaoh was not going to give them Sabbath off. They had to work. And so God has to reintroduce his people to the Sabbath. And God said, go out on Friday, get enough manna for Sabbath, because none will follow now. And so they went out and they got a double portion for the 2 days. The next morning they woke up, it did not spoil, breed worms, etc. And the manna failed for 40 years during their wilderness journey. And they stopped falling down once they got into the promised land and reaped their first harvest. Exodus 20, 8 through 11 is the fourth commandment. And let me remind you that the fourth commandment is part and parcel of the ten. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. It is in it that thou shalt not do any work, nor thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle that is within thy gate. Nor that stranger that is within thy gate. Excuse me, I'm trying to brush through. I got a lot to cover. The fourth commandment continued here by saying, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Now you've got those same three words in this particular passage that you have in Genesis chapter 2. God rested, did he not? All right, he blessed it, and he hallowed it, or he made it holy, he sanctified it. Once again, he set it apart. The Sabbath is for non-Jews also. In Isaiah 56, the Bible says, also the son of the stranger that joined themselves to the Lord. In other words, you've got a foreigner now who wants to become a servant of God. God says to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servant. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, God says, and take hold of my covenant. So if that stranger, that foreigner, wants to become a member of the household of faith, God says, let him keep my Sabbath. And even them will I bring into my holy mountain and make them joyful in the house of prayer. And I won't read all of that, but the idea here is that God says the Sabbath was for the stranger too, if he wants to serve God. The Sabbath, let's see. All right. That's one more here. From Isaiah, the Sabbath in the new earth. And Isaiah was a true prophet, wasn't he?
Yes.
All right, now if the New Testament can't change this, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, said the Lord. Isaiah said that we're going to keep the Sabbath in heaven. I would not think that God would tell us to keep Sabbath down here in the old days, and now we change to Sunday, and then we get to heaven, we're going to be going back to Sabbath. That doesn't make much sense to me. All right. The Sabbath, says Ezekiel, is a sign of sanctification. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they may know that I am the Lord that sanctified him. Now don't begin to think, well, that was for the Jews. Because remember, whatever God gave to the Jews, he gave it to the Jews to give it to the Gentiles, even in the Old Testament. Amen. The Sabbath is a sign of service to the true God, Ezekiel 20:20. And hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. In other words, this is how you identify the God that you are serving. It is the only way you can identify him. The only way. It's like the American flag. You see your flag, you know there's something about America there. And this is God's holy Sabbath that says, is the sign of service to the true God. Now, why the Sabbath commandment is so important and can never be abolished? Number one, it identifies service to the true God. It identifies the Creator. In other words, if you look at the Ten Commandments, and I'll wait till I get down to the bottom here. Let's wait on that. All right? It gives authority to the other nine. In other words, thou shalt not kill, steal, commit adultery, honor your father and your mother, thou shalt not covet. None of that is important without the Sabbath commandment. Why? Well, I hear children all the time saying, you're not my mama, you can't tell me what to do. All right. So, thou shalt not steal. Well, who's talking to me? You just can't say you're God and I'm supposed to believe you or obey you. Who are you who says, do not commit adultery, do not steal? Well, the fourth commandment tells you, I am your creator. I created you. I created all things in heaven and in earth. And therefore, you are obliged to serve me. All right, it says, number four, it is a defense against atheism. Well, every seventh day, we are reminded that God is creator. God said, remember, number five. And why did God say, remember the seventh day? He knew that of all the Ten Commandments, this one would be the one that would be most likely to forget, because it is not naturally written on our nature. Even if you're not a Christian, even if you grow up in a heathen society, you know it's written on your nature to obey your parents. It is on your nature, Paul says in Romans, that you will understand that it's wrong to kill. Even if you've never heard of the Bible or Jesus Christ, you know it's wrong to kill and to steal and commit adultery, because you don't want anybody to do that to you. Amen? But this Sabbath commandment stands out and is different from all the rest because it is not naturally written on our nature. So God says, remember this one. It is the origin of the weekly cycle. In other words, where does the week come from? We know where the year comes from, because the earth makes its revolution around the sun in one year. We know where the month comes from, the movement of the moon in relationship to the earth. We know where the day comes from, by the rotation of the earth on its axis every 24 hours. But where does the week come from, except that it is grounded in creation, where God said, I'm resting. I'm marking all the time, every seventh day, and every nation on the face of the earth has some collection of the Sabbath in their history. Jesus and the law. How much time do I have? Let's give you time.
2.5 minutes.
All right, Jesus and the law. And I'm bringing this up because some people like to say, well, you know, the law has been done away with. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. That is, Isaiah is writing about the mission and ministry of the coming Messiah. And he tells us that when the Messiah comes, he will magnify the law and make it honorable. Jesus said, don't think that I have come to destroy the law of the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Amen. Jesus magnified the law. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Jesus said, if you hate your brother in your heart, that's murder. Amen. The Bible said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said that if you look and lust after a woman, that's adultery. Amen? So he magnified the law. The Jews had placed the Sabbath under a great load of human tradition, making all kinds of rules and regulations about the Sabbath that God never told them to do. And that's why Jesus was always in conflict with the Pharisees about the Sabbath. He is Lord of the Sabbath. He was not trying to discredit the Sabbath. No. As his custom was, he worshipped on Sabbath. But he was trying to show that it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. What does the Bible say? Luke 4:16. And Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up for to read. Jesus and the Sabbath. Jesus says to his disciples, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Jesus is speaking about the seventh day Sabbath, 40 years into the future, after his death. He said, pray that your flight will not be on the Sabbath day. He's warning the Christians now that there will come a time when they would have to flee Jerusalem when the Roman armies are surrounding the city and about to destroy it. So Jesus says, when that day comes, 40 years into the future, you pray that your flight from Jerusalem will not be on the Sabbath. So in Jesus' mind, 40 years more after his death, the Sabbath is still there. All right. Doing good on the Sabbath. And he said to them, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Jesus asked, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day or to do evil? To save life or to kill life? But they held their peace because they knew that it was legal. All right, my time up? 1 minute? All right, you can say a lot in 1 minute. But you know, as Seventh-day Adventists, and I'm independent of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, but Sabbath keepers, we have hospitals, and we do hospital work on the Sabbath. There was nothing in the Old Testament that forbade hospital work or care for the sick on Sabbath. And Jesus told them that if your ox falls in the mud, you get him out on the Sabbath, don't you? You also take your cows down to get water and to feed them on the Sabbath. Those are things that has to be done. And so I'll rest my case for now and turn it over to...